Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, two lovely ladies with the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. We have Trisha Jungles and Lisa Jackson joining us once more. And Trisha and Lisa, welcome back to our show.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you guys again for joining us. We were so excited and so grateful to get to talk to you about the opening of the Jamestown Regional Medical Center's Cancer Center. And now this week, it's finally open. It's finally happening on Monday, seeing that first patient. And Trisha, can you kind of tell us a little bit about just like how amazing that was for you guys and just how great it is to be having this care finally home?
So cancer care is finally home in Jamestown and at JRMC. And we are so grateful for the wonderful support from our community on Thursday for our ribbon cutting and blessing. That really was a great send-off to patient care, which began yesterday. We took care of our first patients in our infusion center. Wow. And it was a great moment for our team and a great moment for our community.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, working towards this cancer center for numerous years, it has taken a lot of donations and a lot of community support. And what was so great is during the cancer center unveiling and ribbon cutting, a great donation was announced from the Helmsley Foundation. And you can kind of talk a little bit about that as well. Mm-hmm. Or Lisa can.
Yeah, we had a representative, Elizabeth Ruin, from the Helmsley Trust that came and shared that they gave JRMC Foundation $500,000. And that really captured the rest of the capital expenses that we needed so that we could open this beautiful cancer center debt-free. It wouldn't be a strain on JRMC's operations because of this gift. And the Helmsley Trust truly believes in accessible health care close to home in rural communities. And so they have made cancer care a priority in all of the regions that they serve. And it was beautiful to have them there with us. Our vestibule in the Cancer Center is now dedicated in their honor so that when people walk in our front doors, which are glass doors, it's a warm space and welcoming, they can truly feel embraced by the care and the providers that we have there and know that not just the Helmsley Trust, but thousands of people in our community are embracing them on their journey.
Yeah, it's amazing. The donation, making it so that JRMC can 100% focus on those who come in and get that care. Again, Lisa Jackson and Trisha Jungles joining us right now and Let's Talk About It. They're more than welcome to stop by and look at this cancer center and see what they have to offer. There's been a lot of care and a lot of thought that went into building those rooms and just seeing those and named after those people. There was a lot of emotion put into those rooms as well.
Absolutely. We have 6 infusion rooms to provide care to our patients and their families. And every single one of those rooms has a story. And it was truly dedicated to families and memories and love. And it is really great to be able to move through that space and get a sense of the commitment from our community.
Yeah, absolutely. So stop by the JRMC. And if people have questions about the Cancer Center or want to, you know, talk to you guys about that, learn more about what they can provide and everything. You guys have that phone number and everything ready, right?
If you are looking for information on how to receive therapy or care in the Cancer Center, or just simply want a tour and see that space and helping you make a decision, you can call 701-952-3954.
3954, perfect. So call that. I do encourage anybody to walk through there and see it for themselves and just what they can do. And now, Lisa, we can talk a little bit about some events that are coming up with the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. And you said before we jumped on, you don't get the summer off, but that's okay. The Jamestown Regional Medical Center is always very, very busy, but you guys are always constantly doing things in the community.
Yeah, we're excited, though. Summer is so much fun because we get to hang out with everybody in the community through a few barn dances and golf tournaments. And so if people want more information about some of the things that we're doing, we have them all up on our website, jrmcnd.com/events. But just around the corner in about a month, we have a new event. We've teamed up with the Boondocks. They actually came to us and said, cancer has affected us in our family and in the farming community. And so we want to host an event. They are doing a barn dance with the roosters this summer. And right before that, they're actually doing a 5K walk slash run.
Right, right.
And this is for families and pets and just a nice way to come out and hang out. They're going to have food vendors. And this is called Farming for a Cure.
Farming for a Cure. Boondock's a beautiful venue, too.
It's gorgeous.
It is absolutely gorgeous. We want people to get signed up. They can do that ahead of time through the events on the website, Lisa?
Yes. All of the registration is out there, and Perfect. It's really affordable.
Yeah.
You can get a T-shirt. You can just attend the 5K or just attend the, you know, boon dance dance afterwards. It's pretty easy.
Perfect.
And then we have a couple golf tournaments following up. You know, we have our annual Golf for Good at the Jamestown Country Club, and that actually supports our cancer center as well.
Oh, awesome.
We've moved up the time. It starts at 10 a.m. this year on July 19th, and we're looking for teams and sponsors. It's usually a really good day for everybody to get together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. So we want people to get involved, and the JRMC, again, constantly being supportive of the community and appreciates the support from the community. And Tricia and Lisa, anything else about the Cancer Center, about these events or the Jamestown Regional Medical Center that you want to throw out there?
Just a really heartfelt thank you for coming with us on Mile 256. It's been an amazing journey, and it's exciting to be on our next journey, which is providing care to our patients and families in our community. So a million thank yous for your support, and we're excited to take those next steps with you.
Perfect. Again, I'll remind everybody, if you want to tour the facility or you want to ask any questions, that number one more time, 952-3954. Lisa and Tricia, thank you guys so much for joining us on Let's Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.